Hello, hello. So today we are diving into intuitive launching. So there are so many different ways to launch. There's so many different ways to market your business. There's so many different ways to make your offers. And here's the thing, they all work. And they all work when they're in alignment with what you most desire, when they're in alignment with your strengths. And that's what I kind of want you to know, because there is, just so much talk around like different strategies that work and don't work. And the reality is that you have to find the thing that works for you. So that's why maybe you have tried things in the past, maybe things that looked like they worked for someone else, but then you tried it and it didn't so much work for you. Because certain things are not in alignment for you. Certain things just maybe didn't feel good when you went to launch your program. So again, there's just so many strategies. Some are very easy, some are very complicated. When it comes to launching new offers in your business, I have probably literally tried them all over the past 5 years. I've taught a bunch, I've worked with clients on their launch strategies, and I've been inside, like on the back end of some pretty intricate launches as well. But what I find is that the most successful launches are those where you're following your own internal compass, the ones where you just feel like so fully aligned, that feel amazing to you. The ones that are less thought out and less planned out actually end up being the best launches versus ones where you're micromanaging the numbers and the how and the strategies and all of that stuff. Because when you're in energetic alignment with your offer and what you're selling, who you're selling it to, what the price is, how you're marketing it, that's when the magic happens. When you're more in tune with your purpose than you are with the numbers and the intricacies, that's when you will make money, period, the end. So that's what today's training is all about. Now, one caveat here is that there are certain strategies, right, that you're going to want to put in place so that way you're just not flying by the seat of your pants. So what we're doing today is kind of laying the groundwork, laying the foundation. So what I would love is whenever you go to launch a new program, or maybe it's not like an official launch, but maybe you're just, offering a new thing. You're selling something, totally fine. I want you to go through this lesson before you do your launch, before you make the strategy, before you do the plan, so that you have this foundation of all of these things of where you actually want to be, how you want to feel, which is most important, and the energy that you want to put out there. So I'm just going to dive right in with some questions. And of course, these will also be in your journaling prompts. Okay. So the first thing is, what feels good to do in the way of marketing your offer? So like I mentioned before, there's so many different ways you can do challenges and webinars and emails and phone calls, and there's just an array of different things that you can do. So I want you to tap in what feels good to do in the way of marketing your offers. Now, it makes sense for us to do the thing that presents our strengths the best. Like, what is your zone of genius? Do you love writing? Do you love being on video? Do you love live streams? Do you have a budget for ads? So really just think about this. And actually, for all of these questions I'm going to give you, and as you're doing these exercises, I really just want you to tap in. Try not to think too much when you're answering these. I would more rather just kind of let it all out, let it come from the heart. Obviously, intuitive launching, like let this be intuitively led. And then once you have this all out, then you can take these pieces and create a plan and a strategy around that. Okay, so the first question is, what feels good to do in the way of marketing your offer? Next is what doesn't feel good. So what's something that just you are just like, oh, I really don't want to do a webinar, or I'm just so sick of challenges. It feels like a lot of work to do this. What are the things that don't feel good? What calls to action simply feel like an extension of your message? So this is where a lot of people get tripped up. They can talk about their free offers, they can, share their message, share their content, but when it comes to asking for a sale or asking for someone to take that next step, it feels hard. So what call to action simply feels like an extension of your message? Like if you were just saying your message and you were just like, wow, I really need to invite this person, into whatever it is I'm doing. Brainstorm some of those actual calls to action that feel really good for you. The next question is, how would you like to invite people in? So it's really piggybacking off the previous question. So what feels good? Does it feel good for you to write a Facebook post and at the end of the call to action, just invite people to private message you? Does it feel good for you to do a webinar and send people right to a link? Does it feel good for you to get on a phone call with someone and enroll them that way? So how would you like to invite people in? What feels good and aligned for you? Next, this one's going to be a little bit tricky. Who would you love to call in? So I want you to answer this question irregardless of who is already in your community. One of the things that I find that a lot of people do is, you know, as we grow and evolve in our business, so does our ideal client, so does how we serve people, so do our pricing, so do our offers. So sometimes a lot of people that are in our community from maybe when we first started or when we were a little less clear about our business are not exactly the ideal dream clients that we want to work with. So with this question, I want you to kind of abandon what you think is already in your audience, and I really want you to tap into who would you absolutely love to call into this offer? Next, this is going to be one that's also going to be a little bit tricky, right? Because we have so many different ideals about what this looks like. So the question is, what does going all in look like for you? So again, I want you to tap into you, right? Because there's so many different ways. We see people who go all in with Facebook ads and, you know, they're spending tens of thousands of dollars. We see people that go all in with affiliate marketing. We see people that go all in with video. We see people that go all in with posting 10 times a day, every single day. I want you to tap in to what feels good for you. What does all in look like for you, right? At your best, what does all in look like for you? Next, now I want you to think about what feels draining or hard about launching a product or service. What feels like something that you really would rather not do? And so the caveat here also is that there are some things that actually just need to be done. Like you probably need a landing page or a sales page or to write up emails or to have somewhere where people can sign up for you. Maybe you need to get your schedule in order. So these two questions actually go together. What feels draining and or hard? And what would you love not to do? AKA, what can you hand off to someone else or outsource? Because the more that you stay in your zone of genius, the more that you stay energetically aligned with what feels good, the better your launch is going to be. Okay, so the next two questions, I want you to not think. I always say, act now, think later. So these next two questions, I want you to answer first instinct. Don't even think about it. First thing that comes up. Number one, how long is your card open? This is a question that I get a lot from people. It's like, should I do it long? Should I do it short? How long is it open? What's the first thing that comes to your mind? Is it 3 days, 5 days, a week? Like, what's the first thing that comes up? That's how long it needs to be, okay? I prefer the shorter ones just because I feel like there's less anxiety around it, but let's say you're doing phone calls. You probably need a longer card. So intuitively, your first instinct, how long is your card open? Same thing for the second question. First instinct, do not think about this. What do you want to charge for this offer? What is the price of this offer? This is another question that I get all the time about pricing. How do I price something? How do I know how much to charge? The first thing that comes to you is the price that you should charge. Always. It's always the right one. It's always aligned. Next, I want you to think about, what does your soul know you need to do, but your mind is trying to justify it? So again, this is something that you want to feel aligned with and it feels really good for you to do. But in your head, you're thinking, oh, I probably shouldn't do that, or I probably should do it this way, or so-and-so says that I should do it that way. So what does your soul know that your mind is trying to justify? Write those things down because you'll be able to kind of intertwine those into your strategy. Next question is, what can't you not do? So when it comes to marketing, selling, promoting, how you're putting it out there, what are the things that you can't not do? So this is kind of a trick question, right? What are the things that you just feel called to and led to and aligned to do? Now, the next few questions are on a scale of 1 to 10. And I want you to write these down again. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much in alignment are you with your offer? How in alignment do you feel about your current offer in its current state? The next one on a scale of 1 to 10 is, how do you feel about your pricing and or your rates? If you have like a monthly membership, if you have payment plans, how do you feel about it? On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel about your launch plan? Or another way to ask this is your launch plans in the past. So the way that you've launched before or the way that you're thinking of launching, how do you feel about that? And then the final question is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel about the deliverables and or the deliverability of your offer? So what I'm talking about here are the actual things that you're going to be delivering in your program. So these are more the logistics, right? So how many calls there are, how long the calls are, are you offering any one-on-one, are you doing feedback, are you doing PDFs or worksheets? Also the deliverability, so how you're putting those things out. Are you putting it out in audio, in video, in written form? So really think about the deliverables and the deliverability of your offer. One of the things that I notice happens a lot with people is they tend to want to give a lot of access or a lot of one-on-one or a lot of, assessments and really a lot of the personal time, and they're out of alignment with that. And so what ends up happening is, because internally they don't really want to give that much of themselves for this low of a price, they end up actually sabotaging their launch and how many people come into their program. So for example, let's say you were doing one one-on-one call per month for everyone that enrolls and you want 25 people. But then you think about, oh my gosh, that means I have to do 25 one-on-one calls every month. And that doesn't feel good. So you're energetically just going to attract the number that actually feels good for you. So instead of getting 25 people, you might get 5 or 10, right? The number that actually feels good. So after you answer those 4 questions on a scale of 1 to 10, now I want you to go back and answer, what can you do to get up to a 10 in all of the areas above? What can you change? How can you shift it? How can you get into alignment with your offer? What is the pricing that feels really, really good? What about your launch plan? What can you take away? What can you delegate? What can you add? When you think about the actual deliverables of your program, maybe you don't offer the one-on-one. Maybe you don't offer worksheets. Maybe you do audio instead of video. So really think about how you can get up to a 10 in all of these areas. Now we have 2 more things, and then we'll be done for the lesson. The next thing is your brain dump. So what do you need to say? Again, I want you to do this very fluidly, very intuitively, very just soul-led, heart-led. Just let it all out. What do you need to say? What is the message that is dying to get out of you right now? What is the thing that you need to share? Let it go. Don't think about it. Don't overthink. Don't think I have to have features and benefits and this and that and all of that other stuff. Just let it out. What do you need to say? And what is the message that is dying to get out? And then finally, I want you again to do a free write, intuitively led, soul led, heart led call to arms for the woman or man who needs this. Call to arms for the person who needs your offer. What do you want them to know? What do you want them to walk away with? What do you want them to hear from you? What do you want them to feel? So that's it. That's it for the lesson on the intuitive launching. Now remember, when you're going through this practice, try not to think. That's the difference, right? Because a lot of times when we're launching and we're planning and we're thinking about what to do and what's going to work and what we should sell and how we should price it, we just get too caught up. So again, this is just a foundation. This is just a groundwork. This is not your actual launch plan. This is the foundation for your launch plan. Once you do this and you actually be real and honest with yourself about what you want your business to look like, how you want your launch to feel like, how you want to deliver, then you can take all of this and put it together in a nice pretty package, right? So anyway, that is it. I hope you guys enjoy this lesson. If you are launching something soon, please let me know. Please let us know in the group. And I want to see how this feels for you. Because again, like I said, I have noticed always the launches that do the best for me are the ones where I'm actually listening to myself, where I'm following that internal compass versus trying to just do what I see everybody else doing or see what the gurus are doing. It just doesn't work because it's not aligned with who we are and what we want the most. So I really hope you got a lot out of this, and I will see you guys in the group.